Today's daf in Masechet Nedarim, brought to you from Yerushalayim HaKodesh, is daf Dalet. So, let us remember, we're in the middle of a sugya. We learned Yadais. We have a locus of where we're learning Yadais from. So, according to Amman the Amar, we ended up learning Yadais from the Hekesh of Nedarim to Nazir. And in Nazir, we learned out Yadais from the fact that it says Nazir Lahazir. But we also learned out Nizeris from Nedarim, from the same Hekesh. And two of the things that we learned out, if you recall, was that the din of Lo Yachel Devarot that applies to Nedarim also applies to Nizirut. That was pretty straightforward. But then we got into another limud, and that is that we learned out that the Baal Ta'acher, which is also a din in Nedarim, even though it's a din in Nidrei Hekdesh, if somebody says Harei Korban, he has to bring it on the first Yontav as a mitzvah saseh, and he's over on Baal Ta'acher not to let it Lo Yachel L'Shalmo, it's called Baal Ta'acher. That's a machlokas, whether it means after three Yomim Tevim, or whether it means at the end of the cycle of Yomim Tevim, or whether it means just on Sukkot itself, but whatever, we're going to apply that din of Baal Ta'acher to Naziris as well. So we were pretty confused, because there doesn't seem to be a way to apply Baal Ta'acher to Naziris, since Naziris is an either-or kind of situation. Either you are a Nazir or you're not a Nazir. So once you would say Areni Nazir, there's no way to put it off. So we tried a couple of different approaches for that. And one of them was that you said you're not going to die before you become a Nazir. And one of them was that we were speaking about the question of being in a Beit HaKvarot, and that delayed the Naziris, but that depended on the Machlokas. So then we said, okay, well, maybe it isn't a reference specifically to the Nazirut per se. Maybe it refers to just the Nazirut of Tahara. Okay, fine, that's possible. Then it would mean that any Nazir, as Batami himself, is going to be also over and about the Akhira, finishing up as Nazirus of Tahara. Then we said, maybe it could be to tell me that if you put off doing the tikulachat of the Nazirut, even if the tikulachat is not ma'akiv of the Nazirut, it's still part of the mitzvah of the Nazirut, and therefore, since it's dependent on an act, it's the same as bringing the korban. So if you don't do the tikulachat, so then you're going to be over on Baal Ta'acher. That was the last thing that we have said, we learned so far. And today we're up to Marzutra, Bereder of Mori Omar. Marzutra, he's got another idea, and according to which we have a completely different approach. And that is that this is halfway down the daf, already halfway down Dalet Omad Aleph. So find yourselves the place of Marzutra, and let's learn what the din is. Okay. This is the simplest explanation, but in a way, it's most difficult to understand. Because Marzutra Breda of Mori Omar, wait a second. Isn't the din of Baal Ta'acher the din of Nidrei Hekdesh, correct? So why can't that be the whole idea over here? If you are a Nazir and you put off bringing your Karbanos, so then that's what it means. Just like on the other Karbanos that you would bring with Nidrei Hekdesh, it says in the Torah, Lo Ta'acher L'Shalmo, the same thing would be true about Nazirus. And remember, there's three different korbanos you have to bring with the Nazir. Please mute yourself. Mute yourself, Mordechai. So you have to bring a korban chatas. You have to bring a korban chatas, and you have to bring a korban eila, and you have to bring the korban shlomi, which is the El Nazir. So it's coming to tell me that you'd be over on Baal Ta'acher. What? Baal Ta'acher? I understand. It's no different than any korban, isn't it? I mean, here's not where we learn out Baal Ta'acher on the Naziris. We learn it out from Kidorosh Yidrashenu Hashem Mi'imach. It says, Kitidor Neder Hashem Elokecha Lo Ta'acher L'Shalmo Kidorosh Yidrashenu Hashem Elokecha Imach V'haya B'chachet. What is Dorosh Yidrashenu adding to the words of Lo Ta'acher L'Shalmo? Ah. That comes to tell me that even chataot v'ashamot, where you yourself didn't promise that you're going to bring the korban chatas and the korban asham, the Torah was mechayev you to bring the Korban Chatas and the Korban Asher. Nonetheless, the fact that Dorosh Yidrashenu, Hashem is demanding it from you. And therefore, if that's the case, you don't bring it, even though you don't make that neder, you're still going to be on about the Acher. Now, I mean, why should the Korban of a Nazir be any different? He has to bring an Hashem Nazir, right? And he has to bring also, he has to bring an Ayla, he has to bring a Shlom, I understand. So it's all included. This Chatas and so on, all is going to be included. That would include all of the Korbanos of the Nazir, whether it's Nazir Betaira, Nazir Betuma, whatever, he's going to have to bring all of them. So why would I have to learn it out from the Dorim? I'll tell you why. Because you see, the Pasuk of Kidorosh Yidrashenu is referring to normal Chataot, okay? And a Nazir is not bringing a normal Chatas. What's that normal about it? Because Ma'ar Tema Chidushu Shechicha Torah Benazir. Since the whole idea of the Korbanos of a Nazir is a big Chiddush, so wherever we have a Chiddush that departs from our normal understanding, we need to have a special pasuk to tell me that all of the other dinim apply. And if we wouldn't have had this additional hekesh of Nazirus to Nedarim, I would have said, well, it's true, Dorosh Yidrashenu includes the other Korbanos. However, I would have thought not the Korban Nazir, because Nazir Chiddush. What's the big Kiddush? My Kiddush, what are you talking about? I mean, is it the fact that you cannot bring a Korban Chatas Nazir just by making a Neder? You can't say, Are Alai Chatat Nazir. Is that the problem? I got news for you. You can't bring any Chatas by making a Neder. A Chatas is only something that the Torah is Machai of you. Can't be Machai of yourself a Chatas. I mean, take the standard chatas. Remember, the word for a standard chatas to be over on an iser karet is chelev. Mishalcha chelev. So we call the standard chatas a chatas chelev. But that means any act which is chayav koris that you did b'shogeg, we call that a chatas that you're bringing for that a chatas chelev. Well, you can't be matvis even the standard chatas. Are chatas chelev she'ina matvisa b'neder, and nonetheless, over b'balta acher. That was included in the pasuk of Dorosh Yidrashenu. So why isn't this? I don't understand. What's different about Nazir? Okay, I'll tell you. You know what the chiddush is? Because Sa'akadayta chamina, who vi'im amar hareini Nazir min achartzan. So he says, I am a Nazir in terms of not eating the seeds of grapes, but and not anything else, you know, just not eating the seeds of grapes. The din is over there that he automatically becomes a Nazir for everything, even though he didn't say, I want to be a Nazir for everything. So even though he said, my Naziris is only vis-a-vis grape seeds, it's not about not cutting my hair, and it's not about not being Batamla Mason, and it's not about not drinking wine, that nonetheless, it doesn't matter what he says. He becomes a complete Nazir. Now, that's a big Kiddush. So I might have thought that that means that that takes out the Korbanos from Balta Acher. We're going to see in a minute why we would have thought that, we'll talk about that. Kamash Malan. So therefore, I need the Hekesh to Nedarim. Wait a minute, I got two problems with that, okay? First of all, that's itself a machlokas, you know? Yes, if you hold, like the Chachami, and they say that if you just say you're going to be a Nazir for one of the dinim, that you're automatically a Nazir lekol, okay, that, I understand, means it's a Chiddush. But what about according to Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says you are not a Nazir until you accept the entire concept of Naziras. You have to say Hareini Nazir, not Hareini Nazir from one particular thing. And if you're going to mention one particular thing, then you darn well better mention everything that a Nazir is also in, because otherwise it's not going to be chal. So you have to mention, I'm a Nazir from Tuma, and I'm a Nazir from haircuts, and I'm a Nazir from anything that comes from the grapes, and so on. So according to him, how are you going to answer? How are you going to answer why we need the Hekesh to Neder? But anyway, I understand the whole argument is ridiculous. You're telling me that because Nazir is a big Kiddush, therefore I would think that there's no din of Balta Acher. This Kiddush is a Chumrah. What's the matter with you? It's a Chumrah. that even if you just accepted one of the dinim of a nazir, then even though your neder didn't include it all, you're automatically including it all. That's a chumrah. That's a reason for the Torah to be more makbar on you with bal ta'achar. A reason for more doroshi droshenu Hashem yamar. No, not less reason. So why in the world are you telling me I would have thought doroshi droshenu doesn't apply to the case of the Zeros? That makes no sense. Hi, chiddush l'chumrah. Is that a kula? Excuse me. Okay, you want to tell me what the chiddush is, please? Because so far, I am not convinced. I'll tell you. My chiddush, I'll tell you. The truth is that this korban, the Torah doesn't really care about so much, you know? Because the Torah says, you're supposed to bring an oil and a chatas and a shlami, right? Nazir Torah. Okay, but what if you don't? What if you only bring one of them, you know? And you do your tiglachas over one of them. So you just do your tiglachas over a chatas, and you don't bother bringing the oil and the shlami. So if you did that, you're Yotze. Now, I would think, in the event that you did do that, so now, this is how the Rashba understands anyway. So now, if you don't bring the other karbonis, which anyway you just skipped over, and you're getting away with murder by just doing it on one of them, so if you don't bring the other two at all, you're not going to be over on Bal Ta'achar, because anyway the Torah lets you get away with murder by just doing the Tiglachas on anyone. Other Rishonim learned it means that since you can get away with one, so therefore, there's no law to Akra on any of them. But you could see the beauty of the Rashba's Pshat. Okay, so that's a Kiddush. And that explains why I would think the Torah would be more may kill on these Karbanas, since even though you were told to bring them, you can get away without bringing them with doing the Tiglachas even on one of them. Okay, fair enough. I can tell you another Pshat. Yibayzema. You know what the Kiddush of the Zeros is that would make me think that there is no din about the Acher, which in turn would make it necessary for me to have the Hekesh to tell me that there is a Baal Ta'achar, learning it out from Neder? I'll tell you. It's what you thought of originally. Remember you said originally, well, what's the Kiddush? Is it the fact that you cannot be Mechayev yourself, Achatas Nazir? That's the Kiddush. But I told you that that doesn't make any sense. I'll explain to you. You pointed out to me, so you can't be Mechayev yourself any chatas, even a chatas chelev. So what in the world is unique about Nazir that would make me think that there's no Baal Ta'achar based on the Pasuk of Kido Roshi Drashenu? I'll tell you why. It's a big difference, you see. Because Hadikakashla chatas chelev, you were bothered by chatas chelev. Well, I'm not. You know why? Because there's a reason why the Torah would say that a chatas chelev, even though you cannot be matfiz, meaning you cannot be mechayiv yourself directly in a chatas chelev, but the chatas chelev is coming for a kapora, okay? That you have a chiev to go out and take care of your kapora. So I'm not going to tell you that just because you can't be matfizit with a neder, that means it's not important. It's desperately important. And kidoroshi drashenu, because of the fact that you've got to take care of this kapora, okay? But when I tell you that a chatas nazir is not so chomor, because you cannot be mechayev yourself in it, so what are you going to say? You're going to say, yeah, but it's very important. Really? What's it important for? What's it coming for? Chatas nazir, lemayas, explain to me. Did I do something wrong? Did I need a kapora? No. I mean, even according to the Man Yomar, who says, yes, the Nazir, you know, he ushered himself from wine. I understand that that's a very nice remez and so on, but obviously you're not chayev chatas for not drinking wine. I mean, that's crazy. So what's it for? Okay. So since it's not similar at all to a chatas chelev, which is desperately important, and I can't be matvisit with a neder, and I can't really point to any special reason for why it's essential for me to bring it. So because of that, if the Torah wouldn't have said, well, Hashem cares very much, kidoroshi drashenu, I don't know that that's true about this particular korban. I know it's true about chatas chelev, because we were told, you better get yourself a kapora. But this, why does Hashem care so much? So I don't know. So because of that, if I don't have the hekesh of nazir to neder, I would have thought that indeed the chatas of a nazir is not all that important. Oh, now, wait a minute. There are other chataot. There are other chataot that you didn't do anything wrong, and that is not needed for a kapara. And nonetheless, they're included in this overall din of Baal Ta'akhir, okay? So why should this be any different? I mean, I don't understand. How about a Yolet, right? How about a Yolet? So does she bring a carbon chatas because she sinned by having a baby? I know the argument that, yes, every woman, she really swears that she's not going to have any relations with her husband again because she doesn't want to go through this hell of giving birth. But that's not for real. I mean, if a woman knows for a fact that she never had any such thought, does she put it from a chatas chelev, a chatas yoledes? Of course not.
Io sono grande.
Hey, Dvorah. So is there a plur for Pachatas Chelev? No. Okay, so it's really for the same idea. I mean, you're telling me there's a remez. Okay, there's a remez in all of these chataot. Remember, they're all called chatat nachshon, right? Yeah, because of the general sense of the nachash and the relationship to chait that human beings have. But it's not a specific chait. It's not coming for a kapara. So if that's the case, in the same way that we find other korbanos chatas, we never start looking around and say, oh, how do we know that it's a Baal Ta'akhir before a Yoledes? From the Rosh Hashanu, you know? So maybe this is also exactly the same from the Rosh Hashanu. Oh, no. Come on a minute. You can't tell me that Chatas Yoledes isn't very important. I stand. The Rosh Hashanu. Hashem is very upset with you. If you don't, I'm going to take it out of your hide. I want you to bring it. Why? Because Ahuka Shayelet Mechal B'Kachim. That Chatas is very important because there is a mitzvah for people to eat kachim. What happens if it's Pesach, right? A woman is mechuyevet to eat from the carbon Pesach, and she's not going to be able to eat from the carbon Pesach, or she's not bringing her chatas yoledes, so she's a mechuser kippurim. So there it makes sense to say that Dorosh Yidrashenu would definitely apply. But when it comes to the Nazir, I don't understand. It's not serving a particular purpose. If he's begaleach halachas b'shloshtam is yotze, it isn't really a kapora. So therefore, I need an extra hekesh to tell me that the din about acher is true even over there. Okay, so I would say that gives us another good approach to why we have a pasuk to teach me Baal Ta'akhir. Fine. So we have a lot of different approaches. Baal Ta'akhir is learned specifically from the Hekesh, the Neder, even when it's Nogea, the carbon, which, gosh, that's something I wouldn't have thought. And that's the most direct application, because after all, Baal Ta'akhir is about carbonus. I mean, to extend the Baal Ta'akhir because I didn't take a haircut, you know, I mean, that is a much bigger Kiddush. So this credit is very nice. Okay, then let's get back to the Hekesh. So we said, part of the Hekesh is that just like Nidorim, a father can actually cancel the Nidorim of his daughter, that's called Hafara. He doesn't need any reasoning. He just simply says it's over. And a husband can be made for Nidre Ishto. So Naziris also, a father can cancel the Naziris of his daughter, and a Baal can cancel the Naziris of his wife. I don't understand. Why do I need a hekesh? Isn't that part of the actual din? I mean, like, it's the same halacha, right? That the way the Gemara puts it, and some of the Rishonim say that it doesn't really mean this at all. The Rosh says that when it says, let's learn it out from a mamatzinu, it doesn't mean literally a mamatzinu, that it's the same as other nadarim. It means it is a neder like any neder. I mean, that's the point. You enter into the state of Nazirus by taking upon yourself lindor neder lahazir without a hekesh. That's how you make yourself a nazir. So why would I think that it's different than any other neder? If there's a din of nedarim in general, that an avis and a baal are made for nedarim, so why wouldn't it apply to this? And if you don't think it's exactly the same as a regular neder, so fine, so then it's a mamatzinu. So it's a literal mamatzinu, you know? Because the Ran understands it, gentlemen, to be a literal mamatzinu, so he asks, so how come we didn't ask before why we need to learn out yodais? Why don't we learn out yodais instead of from a hekesh? Why don't we learn out yodais directly from a mamatzinu, right? Because it seems to be the same idea. If you're telling me I can learn out from a mamatzinu. So Ran gives a very interesting answer. The Ran says, because yodais is going to be mechayev you on Malkus. And the din is Ein Onashim Min HaDin. So if you make a Mametzinu, we're never going to be able to be Bechayev you on your Neder, you see, or on your Naziris. Remember, we had two approaches, which one we're learning from which. But the point is that I can't use any of the dinim that Atorah Nidreshet by him. So this means even a Mametzinu. That's what the Ran is Mechadish. It's not just Ein Onashim Min HaDin, meaning Min HaDin of a Kal Vachomer. But Ein Onashim Min HaDin, even from a Mametzinu. So because of that, we didn't ask it before. Okay, but we're asking it now. So, Loma Li Akesha, Tetebi Mametzinu Min HaDorim, why isn't it exactly the same? I'll tell you why. Because if it wouldn't be for the Hekesh that allows us, we're going to the Mandi Omer who learns out Nazir from Neder. Remember, there are two approaches. So, Dilma Gabi Nidorim would have made for, I would have said, if I didn't have a Kesh, the Hekesh, I would have said, look, the Torah says, that a husband is able to be mefer, and a father is able to be mefer. But you know what? That's because a neder can be forever. Normally, if the woman is noder at something, I aser peaches on myself, or I aser showers on myself. There's no standard expiration date for a neder like that. There is an expiration date for naziris, because stam naziris is shloshim yom. So you're telling me, well, she's putting herself into this ridiculous situation where you're not going to be able to say l'chaim to your wife because she's not allowed to have any wine. And okay, you know, it's for 30 days, big deal. So maybe since there's built-in expirations for Naziris, so maybe in Achinami, there's no din of the emergency to have to be matir a Naziris. Kamash malon that even Naziris. Because Gabi Naziris, the Itaikitsuta, there's expiration. Stam Naziris is only for 30 days. The Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom, so maybe over there, there's no din of Afora, Kamash Malon. Therefore comes along the Hekesh, even though it's without this amount of time, it doesn't matter. You can actually go right ahead and you can be Matir the Neder. Ha'omer l'chaveira. Next thing that we had in the Mishnah. So remember, we have a very complex Mishnah. And let me just remind you again of the series in the Mishnah. So far, the way that we've come to understand the Mishnah was that the Mishnah does mention Yadod as a Chisuri Mechasra. It maybe even mentions Yadod to start with, depending on whether you hold Yadod should be inserted earlier, because we hold of Reish Lakish, that Yadod are an artificial language. Lashon Shebadu Chachamim Liyot Noder Bahem. Please remember all your terminology. So we start with Yadot, or if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry, Kinuim, I was talking about, sorry. But if Kinuim is Lashon, that the Umays, that the Chazal were Metakein, so then, okay, then the question is which one is going to be more important to have first? So, all right, if you're going to be telling me Yadot, I learned from there. So it's a shaila, which one is more obvious? So either we start with the Yadot and then go to Kinuyim, or we start with Kinuyim, which are the bigger Chiddush, and then go to Yadot, which are the lesser Chiddush, then go to Yadot, whatever it is. But then when we explain the Mishnah, the way we explain the Mishnah is by not talking about the Kinuyim at all. And we talk about this weird case, Imudrani ani mimcha, which is not clear what it means, Mufreshani mimcha. And then we have these two other cases, which looks like two other cases, Shlo Ochaloch, or Sheini Toim. What are those exactly? Are those five cases? Udrani, Ufashani, moving on to the last, or as we explained it in the Mishnah, the way that the Gemara is going to come out, Aliba de Shmuel, is that we have three beginnings and two ends. So if you say, Ufashani Mimcha, Shlo Ochaloch, or Ufashani Mimcha, Shlo Atomloch, and so on. But there's only three cases. And then you have to clarify those three cases. And then, what's the reason? So note, please try to remember that we're talking about all kinds of gradual dargas, because at the end, we're illustrating yodes. Why? Because we never mentioned the word aser. We never mentioned the word konan. But besides that, we started off with a statement which you would have thought would have been sufficient if you hold of Yadais, would have been sufficient on its own. Mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha. Why do I need the further definition, shelo ochalach, right? She'eni ochalach, or she'ani ochalach. We're going to discuss those two lashonos again in a moment. But the point is that there's clearly something that is not even functional as a yad. That's how we understood the Gemara. The first part, mudrani mimcha, doesn't mean anything. Why? Because it could mean anything. It could mean, I won't go driving a car that you drive because you're a lousy driver. I don't know. It could mean, I won't go into business with you. I mean, maybe it's contextual, whatever. But the point is, it doesn't seem to be saying anything at all in terms of language. I can't even say that my brain is going to come up with a pattern recognition and say, obviously it means this. I don't know. It doesn't obviously mean anything, actually. So that is less than a yacht, right? And then by adding the clarification, what I mean when I say mudrani mimcha is that I will not eat from you. Okay, does that mean it's a konam? Does it mean it's a neder? That's a yad. Because over there, it's clear that I mean to say, I won't eat with you because I am making a neder based on however a neder is chal, whether that's because it's a carbon or because we hold like the Ram, they're just saying iser is enough, whatever. But clearly, I fill in the blanks that what you mean to say is it's usher. But just saying a word that is unclear, which could mean a lot of things, that is not even a yacht. That's the way we understood the Mishnah. And that is the way that Shmuel explained it. At least it's our first take on Shmuel. So Amar Shmuel, in those three cases of Rufa, Shani, and Mudrani, those cases will not work unless you also add one of the two endings. Namely, Shani Ochalach, whatever I eat, that's what I mean when I say I'm going to be mudar in terms of what I eat or in terms of what I taste. That's what I mean. But if you just said those first words, then Mudrani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, I don't know, Muruchukani Mimcha, I don't know what that means. Maybe it just means I'm not going to come into your house. Or maybe it means wherever you're standing, I'm not going to get close to you. I don't know. Okay. Asks the Gemara from a bright. According to Shmuel, this is not even a yad. And the way to read the Mishnah is that there are only three cases that have a clause that explains the opening phraseology. The problem is that we've got a bright that makes it very clear that that is not the point at all. And it says like this, Mudar ani mimcha. That's Mudrani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Meruchukani Mimcha. Now, those are all the cases of the Mishnah, right? Uh-oh, Hare Ze Asur, bang. No additional words are necessary. Hare Ze Asur, uh-oh. Now, Shmuel claimed that those words don't mean anything and that, therefore, it cannot be saying Hare Ze Asur. Now, for heaven's sakes, a Braita is saying specifically not like Shmuel. Not only that, the Braisa adds, the two supposedly closing phrases are actually independent clauses. She'ani ochelecha, she'ani to'im lecha, areza oser. Two separate times mentions areza oser. Now that makes it pretty clear that we're talking about at least two sets of things that stand on their own. I mean, I don't know what the difference is between the first oser and the second oser, but I certainly do see here that it cannot be that we've got three beginnings and two endings. Okay, so what is Shmuel going to do with that? Ah, I'll tell you, says the Gemara. You know what? The Braita is saying like this. When it says those last two, it doesn't mean they stand on their own. It means it's usher. But when is it usher? When is it usher? Only where you add it, Shani Ochelecha. Or Shania To'im Lecha, then it's us. So basically, these last two cases are meant to be a Bamedvarim Amuri. When does it apply that I say us? Really now? So what are you going to do with this Braisa? I'm going to show you another Braisa, which inverts the supposed second clauses and makes them the first clauses. What are you going to do now? You're not going to be able to say Bamedvarim Amurim. Well, Tanya Ipcha, Sha'ani Ochelecha. Suppose you just say, anything that I eat, you don't say anything about it. Anything that I eat, or you say, anything that I taste of yours, it's usher on its own. Then it says, Mudrani Mimcha, Mufashani Mimcha, Muruchachani Mimcha, Areza Aser. Now, here you can't say, but what does it mean? Only if it's the opposite direction, for heaven's sakes. How are you going to explain this, Bryce? Okay? Because, I mean, certainly if you do say She'anito Emlecha, your brain will fill in Aser. So then the last part must also be Aser on its own. Well, Shmuel is going to have to learn that what the Bryce is saying is that if you say She'ani Ochel, then he's Aser, and Kvar Omar Mudrani, which doesn't mean only in the event that he said Mudrani, but you'd have to say that to be Usher, even if you already said Mudrani. That's what it's coming to say. In other words, it's coming to say that you have to say those words, Shani Ochel, even if you had already said something like Mufreshani Mimcha, Mudrani Mimcha, Muruchakani Mimcha. So the Tana is basically bringing it out very clear that even if I would have said Mudrani Mimcha, if I didn't say Shani Ochel, then there's no way that you would be Usher. So by putting it in this order, the Tana is making it very clear that you should definitely not try to say that these are independent clauses. Understand? So, but that's what the first price has said. Yochi Ainu Reisha. Reisha over here does not mean the Reisha of the same Brisa, because it isn't the Reisha of the same Brisa. And indeed, some of the Rishonim's girsa is Hainu Kamaisa. That's the first Brisa, which is the standard way. But remember, Loshon Nedarim Mishuneh, and that is, Nedarim is weird. So maybe we're using the word Reisha for the first mentioned Brisa, even though we never do that in other places. But anyway, so then what are you doing? I mean, you're just repeating yourself. And then, and also, you know what? You haven't explained why it says Usher twice. I mean, that doesn't make sense. But by saying Usher twice, you say, Mudrani Mibcha, Mufashani Mibcha, Usher. She'eni Ochalach, She'eni Termlach, Usher. I mean, understand. You're saying, if it's a Bamedvarim Amuri, so then why are you repeating Usher at the end? You said it's Usher. Bamedvarim Amuri, when is it Usher? When I explain She'eni Termlach. So why do you repeat again Usher? If you want to say it's Usher, only if you say both, then say Usher at the end. I understand. Have you really explaining this Braita? Doesn't make sense to say Usher twice, does it? No, I don't get it. I just don't get it at all. I mean, it certainly seems to be saying that each one of them is a separate, independent way of making a neder, and that either of them is a yad, which is not like Shmuel. So something's wrong. Says the Gemara, okay, you're right. We misunderstood Shmuel. Actually, maybe it should be like this. There's only one case that Shmuel is right, but there's a reason why that fits into the Braisa anyway. Because basically, what Shmuel was saying was like this: Taima diyomar she'ani ochelecha she'ani to'im lecha. Because you clarify that what you mean when you say Mudrani Mimcha or Murchukani Mimcha is a reference to that which I eat of yours. She'ani Ochel. That which I will eat from yours. Okay? So that is the reason why we're saying that the guy who made the neder, he's the one that's Usher. But he doesn't mean to tell the person Mudrani Mimcha, and therefore, let's have nothing to do with each other, which would mean not only that he is ossering the other person's things on himself, but that he's ossering his own things on the other person. Because actually, Shmuel is misunderstood. What Shmuel was saying was not that it wouldn't mean anything, but rather it would mean too much if I didn't clarify what I meant by saying at the end, She'eni To'em or She'eni Ochelach, you see? And what Shmuel would have said was, these Lashonas of Mudrani seem to be saying that we are splitting our relationship straight down the middle. I don't have anything to do with you. You don't have anything to do with me. At least that's the way I want it. And the reason that that's true now, the pashtus of the reasoning is that the Lashon of Merchukani Umudrani is a lotion of from you, and from you seems to apply in both directions. The Ran, because of the Gemara that we're about to learn in a moment, he understands that the issue is that since when I say Mudrani, I mean not only me, but I mean my Nechasim, Mudrani in my entirety, myself, everything that I own, it's all away from you. Now, what does that mean? It can't mean my Nechasim or us are to be Nene from you. How could Nechasim be Nene? So it's got to mean that I don't want you to be Nene from my Nechasim. But in that event, he's referring to separating out himself from the other guy's Nechasim and the other guy from his Nechasim. It's the same way that he's referring to Nechasim in terms of himself. He's got to be referring to it in the same sense as he meant it about him, the other person not being Nene from him, Shannon. And therefore would apply mutually. This is how the Ran explains. As I said, simple Lashon, which other Rishonim learn, is just by the nature of the language that it seems to be saying that we are splitting from each other. And therefore, Shmuel was basically coming to say, let's limit it. Because if you said Mudrani or Murchukani, you would both be usher on each other. So what Shmuel was coming to do was exactly the opposite of what he thought he was coming to do. We thought he was coming to make the Neder Bichal only when you added the clarification clause, because the opening was not even considered to be a yad, right? Now we're saying, no. We see from the Brisa that the clarification clause could also stand on its own, because it says over there, usser twice, right? So Shmuel can't argue on that. So therefore, the point of Shmuel utilizing it as clarification is clarification that it's limited to what I eat of yours, but not you being usser on me. So this is the exact opposite way of looking at Shmuel. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Hanina said, that if a guy says to somebody else, Mudrani Hema, then both are usher from each other, and it's mutual. So Shmuel is coming to explain that in the Mishnah, if you want to make it She'eni Ochel Lach, then it has to be with the clarification clause. Excuse me, but there's a Mishnah later on that says, Hareini Alecha Cheren. I am a Cheren to you. What does that mean? It means the person that you said that to is usher to be Nene from you. But the person who made the Neder is not usher. Because what he's saying is, look, I don't want you to be Nene from me, so I can make myself the equivalent of Cherem to you. Because either something that I own, I can usher on someone else, or I can even usher other people's things, but of course I can only usher them on myself. But the Neder would apply in either event. So in that case, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, and according to Shmuel, why don't we say the same thing? Hareini Alecha Cheren. And this is the reason that the Ran explained it the way that he did, that it has to do with Nechasim. When he says Hareini Alecha Cheren, he's saying Alecha, that is to say that it includes even the property, right? And Alecha means you and everything that you own. So then it should be mutual, we said, because there is no way. Just like you cannot be Nene from my property, so then it must mean that we're talking about the properties as well, so it means my property. So how come, according to Shmuel, if you're saying Shmuel holds, like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, why does it say it only works in one direction? It should work in both directions. Says the Gemara, yes, it does. It's talking about over there where he said, Beferish, At alai lo. You're not a cherem to me. I'm a cherem to you. So that clarifies it. Excuse me? That Mishnah, that same Mishnah that I just quoted, continues. At alai cherem. But if you say that you are a cherem on me, then only I, who made the Neder, is usher, and the other guy is mutter. So I don't understand why we're not back again claiming that the lashon of cherem is mutual. So why aren't we both usher on each other, which you're claiming, Why don't we say, you are a cherem to me, meaning to everything that is me, including my property, which how can my property be usher to be nena? Must mean you can't be nena from me, and therefore it's saying I can't be nena from you. So we're back where we started. Well, no, there it's also talking about, yes, and he is referring to a case where he said beferish, but analach lo. That is ridiculous, says the Gemara. That is totally ridiculous. If you have to learn that the Mishnah is talking about where the guy speaks out, but not you on me and not I on you, so then the whole Mishnah stops making sense. What are you saying? You're saying that stoma, if you didn't explain exactly, then they would both be us on each other. But the Mishnah itself says the only time that they're us on each other is, look at the last part of the Mishnah. Midiktani Seifa. Hareini alecha va'at alai. If he says, I'm a cherem to you, and you're a cherem to me, then they're both us. Okay? So then that means that's the case where they're both usher. You have to be mefarish to make it both usher. You don't have to be mefarish to make one of them mutter. What are you doing? You're ignoring the Mishnah. Hadeinu d'shneim asurim. But if you would have just said stam, then it would be hu asur v'chavero mutter. So now the whole Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is ridiculous from the Mishnah. So thank you very much. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is saying something against the Beferish Mishnah later on, and I'm supposed to be making sense of this. So I still don't know what Shmuel is talking about in this case. Okay. Now, I suggest that we leave this hanging. We've still got a problem. Shmuel seems to be saying the only time that it works is if you add the clarification at the end, and that otherwise it doesn't mean anything to say Mudrani. Then we have two brises that say that it does mean something to say Mudrani. We try to make Shmuel work out together with the two brises by switching Shmuel around and claiming, actually, Shmuel was saying it's even worse if you're not Mepharishit. But when you're Mepharishit, then it only works in one direction. But that meant that the Mishnah later on doesn't make sense anymore. So now what are we going to do? So we're stuck. No matter what we do with Shmuel, he can't be saying that it's even worse because then he's got a problem with the Mishnah later. He can't say it only works when you add the second clause of She'eni Ochel because then he's running against both of those prices. He doesn't have anybody to support him. So what in the world could Shmuel be saying? This should keep you at the edge of your chairs until tomorrow. But remember that tomorrow we meet at 7:30 on the new clock. So you guys in South Africa, do not move your clocks back tonight, or we'll be back where we started from. But everyone who is not in South Africa, please do move your clock back 1 hour to make sure that you don't get all confused and that we end up meeting at 7:30 on the new clock. Okay. Anyway, wishing you all in the El Yeshua Si, Eftach, Velo Evchad, that we should have a wonderful week this week, only with Besuras Teves and with Shias Hamecha, Uvarechas Nachal Asecha, Ve'em V'nasim Ad Olam. See you, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. May we be saved from the insanity of the world around us.
Bezrat Hashem. Amen, amen.
If I can wake up early enough.
Early? Everything is later.
Half an hour earlier. Later. Who knows?
The 8th. What's going on? If we're starting at 7:30, that's 8:30 on the old clock. So you're going to have a lot of extra sleep. The only thing that's going to go wrong is that you are going to get confused because you make yourself into an old man. So now you're going to tell yourself, now, wait a minute, was it later? Was it earlier? Then the Yetzer is going to say, no, Richie, you already missed it. You were supposed to be there an hour ago. No. Then you'll go back to sleep, wake up at 10:30 and say, well, according to the new clock, it's 7:30. I'm going to go daven.
Now you don't be confused.
Let the old man in.
That was an exact description. It was perfect.
Okay, everyone. Wonderful to see you. Chizku v'imtzu. Shavua tov.